Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's get on to a very serious subject, and it's about saving a football club. So, in the Welsh Premier League, Prestatyn Town FC have been hit with a £53,000 winding up order from the HMRC. This has to be found by the end of November. As you can imagine, the clock is ticking down. There's plenty of hardcore and passionate Prestatyn Town fans who are doing their very best to try and save their football club. So let's catch up with one of them right now. He's leading a campaign to raise some money. It's Robert Caton. Morning to you, Robert.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining me. Just give us the history behind this story.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago at a supporters club meeting, we were informed that we'd been issued with a £53,000 winding up order by the HMRC. If that wasn't bad enough, it gave us 4 weeks to pay it off. So as you can imagine, the fundraising side of things has been trying to keep the momentum going for the last 2 weeks, really.
Yeah, momentum, that's what it's all about. It's a lot of money for a club like Prestatyn Town, isn't it?
Well, it's a staggering amount of money, isn't it? It's something that we would struggle to raise in a year, never mind in 4 weeks. And, a lot of people there are working really hard to try and raise this money.
How's it come to this situation? Financially, has the club always been on a bit of a tightrope?
Well, I don't think any football club, especially at our level, I don't think any football club's that much sustainable. But financially now, the ironic thing is now that financially the football club is on an even keel. We've sort of picked ourselves up from some hard times. I don't really know the ins and outs of why we owe this money, or I'm not interested in that. All I'm interested in is finding this, getting it paid off, starting afresh from the beginning of December.
This sum relates to, I'm just reading this off an article I found, this sum relates to players' wages and expenses following an HMRC investigation which lasted two and a half years.
That's right, yeah. That investigation's been going on a long time. Initially, they came to us with, I think, a figure of £75,000, which, you know, obviously we contested. They came back to us again with a figure of in the region of £29,000. Two years where the wages were completely different. You know, the wage bill was completely different. One year was so much lower than the other, and yet the tax owed for that year is exactly the same. Not just a ballpark figure, exactly the same figure. But we obviously, you know, we feel it's a little bit unjust. We obviously don't agree with it, but we decided to take the hit for it. Of course, since then, they've hit us with 60% fines and penalties and taken the figure up to £53,100.
It's unbelievable. What does Prestatyn Town mean to the community within which it's based?
Well, it's a community-inspired football club. We've got 100 kids in the academy that are learning to play football the right way. Our manager, Neil Gibson, has no qualms about putting academy players into the first team. The team that we've got now made up 99% of young local talent. We've done sponsored walks last year for a young lad in the community that had lost his leg to bone cancer. We've put charity games on for other good causes. We had a Childline concert in the club there in the summer. You know, it really is. We really do try to be sort of a hub part of the community, yeah.
So it's one that's played a vital role for quite a bit of time with it there. Sorry, go on.
No, go on. I was going to say absolutely, yeah, it is, yeah.
Save Our Seasiders is the campaign you're running. Date of the 28th of November, this just seems round the corner, Rob. I mean, how on earth can you reach this target within this date?
Well, the actual date we've got is the 24th of November. We have to have the money paid to the HMRC by the 24th of November. The court date is actually the 28th of November. So, in effect, we've got two games left. The club issued a statement yesterday saying that we're still 20 grand short. Now, the fact that we've raised so much money, almost over half the required amount in less than 2 weeks, tells you everything you need to know about Prestatyn Town and its supporters. But, you know, we've only got a certain fan base. It's a small town. It's a small club.
Yeah.
So you can only ask people so many times to give donations for you. That's why we've set up the page to try and reach the wider football family.
So what happens if you don't get this money in time?
Gone. Club's gone.
That is it. It's literally it. A line through Prestatyn Town Football Club.
Absolutely, yeah. Club's gone. If we don't find the money, we've got two games left. We've got Holyhead Hotspur this Saturday, and then we've got Flint Town United the following Saturday. And as it stands, at this moment in time, people need to realise that that is our last game.
Yeah. You need a rich beneficiary, really, don't you? In the short term, you need someone to step in.
You do, yeah, absolutely, yeah. By the way, if there's anybody out there that's listening that wants to step in and help us out, then they're quite welcome to come and do that. But yeah, that's exactly what we need. But you know, we've come this far, we've raised this amount of money. I'm sure we can crack on and try and get this 20 grand. I mean, it's a phenomenal amount. I mean, it might as well be 20 million because, like I said, if we don't raise this 20 grand in 2 weeks, that's it. There's no deal to be done with the tax money here. There's nothing. That's it. If we've got two games left.
Pay your money up otherwise. What about the board and how it's been dealt with at the top end of the football club?
Well, I think they've done everything they can do. I think the people that are in there now have sort of carried this on. This goes back years to, you know, it's not just 2 years. This investigation sort of tried to go back to 2010, but you know, so they're doing all they can. They're with us trying to raise this money to keep the club going.
Yeah, look, wish you the very best of luck. It's a dire situation. Are there other clubs in Wales that face a similar sort of predicament or not?
I would say there are, yeah. I'd say a lot of football clubs in the Welsh tier of football are struggling to make ends meet. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Clubs folding all over the place. Can I give out our JustGiving page?
Of course you can, if anyone wants to help out.
If there's anybody there that wants to help out, you can donate on justgiving.com/crowdfunding/save our seasiders. You can also donate through the direct to the club, and you can do that online, ptfconline.co.uk. All the information you need to donate is on there.
Good luck with the fundraising, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon on that one, Rob.
Thanks very much.
There we go. That's Rob Caton, passionate Prestatyn Town FC fan, and they need to raise 53 grand by the end of the month. Well, he gave you the exact dates there. Otherwise, that's it for Prestatyn Town. Two more games and a winding up order is in place. If you can help out, but you're interested in helping out, he gave the details there. So hopefully something can be done to save what is quite a historic football club within that community.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.